in Equatorial Guinea. So how about an update for us?
Sure, Kim. Joining us once again on The Voice of America is our African football guru, David Legg. Sporty Nations Cup greetings, David.
Thank you, Sonny.
David, you said before the tournament kicked off that it would be hotly contested, and so far the results bear you out. Five of the first eight matches have ended in draws, including both of Tuesday's fixtures in the capital, Malabo. Ivory Coast 1, Guinea 1, and that same one-all score line between Mali and Cameroon. Let's begin with Ivory Coast and Guinea, David. Your thoughts?
Yes, indeed, Sonny. Already we're seeing teams that we didn't really consider as potential title contenders showing their claws, and one of them is Guinea. They were really impressive and deservedly went ahead through Mohamed Yattara after 36 minutes. And then, big blow for the Ivory Coast early in the second half, Jovino getting a straight red card, and he did not appreciate that. He was stunned. I've seldom seen a player react so badly to a red card. He just could not believe it, and clearly didn't want to leave the field. And then he knelt on the pitch as if asking himself if this really happened to me. And eventually, of course, as you always have to with a red card, he left the pitch.
David, I saw the replay and Gervinho slapped Keita. I think he was deserving of the red card.
Oh, definitely, Sonny. No doubt whatsoever. But I don't know if he felt, being a Roma player and a high-profile African footballer, that he maybe deserved special treatment. None whatsoever. The referee was very firm and I salute him 100%. But to the credit of the Ivorians, who have been labeled chokers because they've been favored so many times in recent tournaments and always come up short, they did fight back. And Seydou Doumbia, who's had an in-out career with the national squad, he leveled with a really good goal on 72 minutes. So given the fact they had 10 men for most of the second half, and the fact that they're up against a Guinean side who really played inspirational football, in the end, Ivory Coast, who started as favorites, were probably quite satisfied to get away with a 1-1 draw.
In the second match in Malabo, David, Mali and Cameroon draw 1-1. Your thoughts?
Yes, Sonny, an identical situation with the underdogs, Mali. They also took the lead. Now, Yattara scored for Guinea, and a player with a very similar name, Yatabare, he scored after 71 minutes from a tight angle for the Malian Eagles. Now, the Malian Eagles started really well. Again, just like Guinea, they really went at the Cameroonians. But as the second half progressed, ironically, Cameroon improved, but nevertheless, they fell behind. And they stayed behind until 6 minutes from the end, when a player from no less a club than the New York Red Bulls, by the name of Oyongo, and to make it even more surprising, he's a defender. He's actually a right back. And there he was in the heart of the penalty area to stroke a long ball into the net for the equalizer. So a most unlikely savior is Ambrose Oyongo. And at the end of it all, Sonny, it's down to alphabet because all four teams have got a 1-1 and 1 point record. So Cameroon are on top, followed by Guinea, followed by Ivory Coast, and followed by Mali. But Cameroon on the top and Mali at the bottom have got identical records. It's amazing. I'll have to check my record, Sonny, but I don't believe there has ever been five draws in the first eight games of a Cup of Nations tournament since it went to 16 teams in 1998. Truly competitive competition and very enjoyable watching.
Let's turn to Group A, David, and the port city of Bata, where on Wednesday evening the national thunder of Equatorial Guinea playing the Stallions of Burkina Faso in the opening match, and that will be followed by Gabon going against Congo Brazzaville. Your thoughts on this group, David?
Sonny, here we could have some significant developments. If Gabon win their second match, they will qualify. They won't be guaranteed top place, but they'll be guaranteed a top two finish. And that will be good going for the Panthers after two matches. And then, really surprisingly, I suppose, if Burkina Faso lose, they will become the first country to be eliminated from the competition. Now, let's quickly rewind to 2013. Burkina Faso went into that competition as no-hopers, and they went all the way to the final, to losing just 1-0 to Nigeria. And now, 2 years later, a very similar squad with the same coach, the Belgian Paul Put, are facing elimination if they lose to the host, Equatorial Guinea. And this has come about because in the opening matches, Gabon had a good 2-0 win over the Burkinabe, with one of the goals coming from Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. That's the real star of the Gabonese side. He plays for Borussia Dortmund in the German Bundesliga. And Avuna, with a late-headed goal, clinched the points for Gabon. In the other match, the host Equatorial Guinea were in front after 16 minutes through a Middlesbrough of England striker, Emilio Insua. He is the captain of the National Thunder. And they kept that lead over Congo Brazzaville until the 87th minute, when somebody we regularly mentioned on the Sunny Side of Sport, TV Bafuma, who plays in Spain, he equalized for the Red Devils. In the end, Congo actually could have snatched all 3 points. They had several late chances.
David, let's move inland now to Ebebeyin, where Group B action resumes on Thursday. Two matches, Zambia goes against Tunisia, and in the second match on Thursday, the Blue Sharks from Cape Verde take on the Democratic Republic of Congo. Your thoughts on Group B, David?
Well, this is, Sonny, another 1-1 draw group. Both matches so far draws, and so there's everything to play from Thursday when two former champions, Tunisia, who won in 2004, and Zambia, who won in 2012, they clash in the first match. And I say first match for a reason, Sonny, because there is a distinct disadvantage for the teams who play in the first half of the doubleheader, and that is the issue of heat. You're looking at 30 degrees heat, but in the later match, it's much cooler, and that's when the Democratic Republic of Congo will face Cape Verde. Now, every side has got 1 point. They've each scored one goal and conceded one, so there literally is everything to play for. And in those opening matches, the Cape Verdeans up against Tunisia, the Islanders showed no inferiority complex, even when they fell behind after 70 minutes to a Monser goal. They came fighting back, held them, calmly stroked the penalty into the net for an equalizer. And if anything, Sonny, the Islanders were perhaps slightly unlucky not to collect maximum points. Now, if they were slightly unlucky, Democratic Republic of Congo were desperately unlucky not to beat Zambia. They got really on top in the second half and would certainly have deserved all 3 points. This despite the fact that after just 62 seconds, the Zambians were in front. Singoluma, who actually plays as cup football in the DR Congo with TP Mazembe, stroking the ball into the net after Kidiaba, the Congolese goalkeeper, rather weakly punched the ball clear. But the Congolese were slow to settle, but eventually by the end of the first half, they were looking really dangerous, particularly Bolasie. He's the wide player from the English Premier League club, Crystal Palace, who was showing all sorts of threats to the Zambians. And appropriately, midway through the second half, it was Bolasie from a cross and a cutback who equalized for the Congolese. And in the closing stages, it was one-way traffic towards the Zambian goal mouth, and the Chipola Polo did really well to hang on for a draw.
David, now let's go to Mongomo, where on Friday, Group C action resumes. We have the Black Stars of Ghana going up against the Desert Foxes from Algeria, and your home team, South Africa, will face Senegal. Your thoughts on Group C, David?
Yes, Sonny, your second match in the group is a bit early to be fighting for survival, but that's exactly what faces the Black Stars of Ghana and the Bafana Bafana of South Africa. If they lose their second matches, they are out of the competition. And astonishingly, the group of death that everybody thought would go down to the wire could be done and dusted after just 2 rounds, with Algeria and Senegal meeting in the final round to decide who finishes first and who finishes second. And all this has come about because of 2 dramatic matches on match day 1. Ghana were ahead after 14 minutes from an Andre Ayew penalty against the Senegalese, and they were looking good. But gradually, the Senegalese clawed their way back into the game. Diouf, who plays for Stoke in the English Premier League, levelled it just before the hour mark. And then Sow, a substitute who has played as club football in Turkey, he scored the winner with literally the last kick of the game, 3 minutes into stoppage time. Sow was in a beautiful position inside the box, and he slammed the ball into the net. Truly sensational finish. But on the basis of their strength and superiority in the second half, a deserved victory for the Senegalese. Now, Algeria are the top-ranked country in Africa. They did very well at the last World Cup, taking Germany, the eventual champions, to extra time in the round of 16. But for 60 minutes, South Africa were the better side against the Desert Foxes. Deservedly in front were a Tuso Pala goal. But sadly, just a couple of minutes later, a glorious chance to double the lead was thrown away when Ranti hammered his penalty against the crossbar and it flew over. And that, afterwards, both coaches admitted, was the turning point of the match. The Algerians levelled when Flatwayo conceded an own goal, heading the ball over his own goalkeeper. Then Goulam with a fierce close-range shot put the Algerians ahead, and then a terrible mistake by Darren Keat, the South African goalkeeper. He allowed the ball to slip under his body. That gave Slimani his goal. But the lesson from the game, we saw the clinical finishing of the North Africans, whereas the South Africans, when they got the opportunities, did not take them. And that's going to have to improve very quickly.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg. Quick Nations Cup update. We're in the 42nd minute. No score between Equatorial Guinea and Burkina Faso. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the Sonny.